Josiah's reforms. King Josiah and the nation of Judah renewed their commitment to the laws of God. The king then took all the false altars out of the temple and had them burned. The people also went throughout Jerusalem and destroyed all the idols that were in the city. Once that was done, the king personally went throughout the land of Judah and oversaw the destruction of idol worship in all the cities. Next, he went throughout the land of Israel and destroyed all the idols and altars that were there. When he found a major pagan spot, he desecrated the altar so the people would never use it again. He went to the altar Jeroboam had built at Bethel. Josiah totally destroyed everything that was around it. He saw some tombs nearby, so he sent men to get some human bones. He burnt them on top of the altar to desecrate it. Then Josiah saw a monument nearby. He said, "What's that?" The men of the area said, "That is the tomb of the prophet who came from Judah. The Lord sent him here to speak against Jeroboam when he dedicated this altar to his golden calves. He prophesied and told the people what you would do to this altar. Today, you have fulfilled his prophecies. Oh, it is also the grave of an old prophet from Samaria." Josiah said, "Don't disturb those bones." He then returned to Jerusalem. The king organized a Passover feast like no other. He and prominent men of Judah gave generously so everyone would have a sacrifice to give. In the entire history of Judah, there had never been a king like Josiah. He loved and served the Lord with all of his mind, his heart, and his strength. He totally followed the ways of God. Still, the Lord planned to have Jerusalem destroyed. He was going to send the people of Judah into exile just as he had done to Israel. But he didn't allow it to happen until after Josiah died. When the king was 39 years old, the Pharaoh of Egypt led his army past Judah on the way to help Assyria. Josiah took his army out to stop them. The Pharaoh said, "My battle isn't with you. I'm going to fight someone else." "Oh, don't interfere. Our God will use me to destroy you." Josiah didn't listen to this advice. He went into battle, but disguised himself so the enemy wouldn't know that he was a king. Suddenly an arrow hit him, and he slumped down in his chariot. His servants rushed him back to Jerusalem, and there he died. All of Judah mourned the death of their king. The prophet Jeremiah wrote a song that was sung at the funeral of Josiah.